a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today is Keith Davies. He's associated with Walid Shubat, who talks certainly about the Palestinian problem, but we're going to be talking about a different subject today. We're going to be talking about some of the things that are going on in other countries. And Keith, thank you so very much for being with us. Since I haven't had a chance to talk to you, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your field of expertise?
Yes, I'm the executive director of the Walid Shubat Foundation and also an organization called Forum for Middle East Understanding. And basically what I would be, person would be a professional activist and somebody who gets people around the country to work with us, our organization, to get the word out about the truth of what's going on in the world. In terms, obviously, the main issue would be Islamic terrorism and the issue of Israel. And I direct all the business operations of the Walid Shubat Foundation as well and the strategy.
Well, of course, we've got real problems over there in the Near East, certainly. Things look as if, of course, they're preparing for war. The incident following the demonstrations in Iran following the elections there, obviously somebody organized them, somebody staged them, somebody financed them. These things don't just happen by accident. You don't get 50,000, 100,000 people out in the streets carrying signs in English, which most of the people who were carrying the signs couldn't even read. It was all directed towards the American public. Do you want to talk about that? You want to talk about what's going on in China? Where would you like to go today?
Well, China is not my expertise. That's probably more Walid's expertise, although I have a little bit of knowledge on what's going on over there. People probably have a misunderstanding that this is some sort of civil rights going on over there, and that the bad Chinese government are oppressing the poor Muslims there, the Uyghurs in China. But it's probably the other way around. Obviously communism is a problem, but communism is a problem and salsa, Islam is a problem too. So, you know, two wrongs, you know, you don't get a right, as they say. But what's happening there is the Uyghur movement, which is a radical Muslim movement over there, started to kill 156 innocent Chinese people. And obviously that's been suppressed now by the Chinese government, and they use the excuse that their human rights are being abused, they can't practice their religion, but, you know, why would you kill 156 innocent Chinese people, innocent civilians, and infringe on their rights in case of your own rights? So, and it's also interesting to note that the actual person that instigated this particular uprising came from out of the United States. A person by the name of Rabia Kader.
Well, now, of course,
Uyghur Conference.
Now, who actually did the killing? Was it the Muslims who did the killing?
Yes.
Was it the Muslims then were killing Chinese civilians? Why would they be killing the Chinese civilians?
I mean, why do Saudis behead people? Why do Muslims blow up buildings? The same thing is going on in China in terms of the Muslim uprising as it is in the United States, as it is in Europe. There's no difference. The only difference is, look, you know, Muslims are against communists. They're against the Muslims are against. The whole concept is that Islam wants to take over the whole world in an Islamic caliphate. And that's all it is. I mean, basically, it's to take over the world. As Walid explains, this is Nazism with a religious twist. That's what it is.
All right, and so this is the basis then of all so much of the unrest we're hearing about in China?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the media will play a spin that these poor, you know, Muslims are being persecuted, but they use the same arguments, you know, in Israel, Palestine. They use the same arguments against America, the United States. They use the same arguments in Europe. You know, they play the victim. That's all. They play, completely play the victim. So because we don't like the Chinese because of their communists and our freedom, we blame the communists, you know, for suppressing the, you know, the so-called, you know, people infringing on their religious freedom.
All right, fine. So is this an area where the demonstrations have been predominantly Muslim? Or do the people want the communist rulers, or is this an effort to overthrow the existing communist rule, do you know?
Well, it would be in a guise of separation to have, like, similar as to the war in Chechnya, which was to get independence from Russia. From, you know, from Russian government, well, it would be a similar situation, where they want to, you know, basically get rule themselves and subjugate anyone else under that rule. So basically, you go from one tyranny to another tyranny, no difference.
All right, fine. Well, now, what's your take then on what's going on in the Near East and the Middle East today? I mean, from the way I look at it, it looks to me as if we are already at war with Iran. Perhaps not in a shooting war, but people are dying. Certainly the CIA has been working there for some time trying to destabilize the government. That's an act of war. We put actually sanctions on Iran. That's an act of war. Looks to me like the United States is already at war with Iran, but we just haven't told the American people that.
That's true. I mean, we've been at war with since the hostage crisis of the late 1970s, early 1980s. I mean, things have not changed. In fact, Iran has been supporting terrorism against American troops in Iraq. You know, just last week, our great president released five terrorists back to Iran. You know, immediately after the situation with what's going on in Iran, when the protests for freedom, we then released five Iranian terrorists who had murdered hundreds of American soldiers or been responsible for the murdering of hundreds of American soldiers in Iraq. I mean, and I believe myself that the State Department themselves made an agreement with Iran. You remember a few months ago we had that journalist, that lady journalist, who was then released.
Yes,
well, I bet you there was a backdoor room deal done with the State Department that said that they would release these five terrorists two or three months later. They didn't want to do it at the same time. Very similar to the agreement that John F. Kennedy made with the Russians on the Cuban crisis, where they said that they would close down a nuclear missile base in Turkey, but they wouldn't do it immediately because they didn't want to connect the two together. They would do it down the road, and they agreed, and then 6 months later they got rid of it. So this, I think, is a similar situation where we did a backroom deal with Iran and said, well, we'll let her go if you let our five guys go. And the mayor said, yes, we do, but we can't do it together. We don't want to associate the two. We'll do it 3 months down the road. And that's what happened. Well, you know, so we're just basically giving in to these terrorists and appeasing them. You know, and that's and we know appeasement, if you look at history, doesn't work.
Well, there's no question about that. But you wish that they could be honest with the American people and let the American people know about all these backroom deals. But, of course, they are always concealing it from the American people because they know the American people wouldn't go along with such skullduggery.
Well, there's a lot of skullduggery going on in our American government at the moment and in the financial arena. And I think the American people don't even know half of the actual problem that went on there. And it's the same what's going on in the Middle East. Look, the bottom line in the Middle East is we, for whatever reason, want to make ourselves dependent on Arab oil. And as long as we are dependent on Arab oil, we will continue on this type of harlotry that we do, both to Israel, right, and to ourselves.
And I think your point is well taken. We hear the Obama administration saying we don't want to be dependent on foreigners for our oil, and so, but we have some of the largest oil deposits in the entire world, and the shale deposits, certainly in Colorado and North Dakota, and yet they've tied these up so they can't be developed. We have the largest natural gas resources probably in the entire world. They've hit all sorts of massive new fields all over America, specifically in Louisiana and several other places, where really thousands of trillions of cubic feet of natural gas has been discovered. And what are we going to do with it? Why, we're going to develop sun power, we're going to develop wind power, and we're going to remain dependent upon the oil-producing countries. A lot of this just doesn't make any sense, Keith.
Well, a lot of things our government doesn't make a lot of sense. Everything, in fact, if you look at everything our government is doing, even in the last year of the George Bush administration, everything we've been doing in our government doesn't make any sense. And everything that our great President Obama has said, he says one thing but does the opposite. And that's basically what has happened in everything that he said. You know, I mean, they'll say anything to get elected. But now the American people are starting to see the truth of what really is going on. And hopefully we'll come to our senses and throw the bombs out, right? That's the only thing we can do. So we got to wait till November of 2010.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Keith Davies. He's the administrative manager there at the Walid Shobat Ministry, and certainly Walid is a Palestinian, former Palestinian terrorist who certainly became a Christian, and he, of course, speaks very highly, certainly, of what's going on over there as far as the Israelis are concerned, very concerned about the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis. But basically, what's going to happen? Do you think there's going to be another war in the Near East? Do you think there's going to be a war with Iran? In other words, do you think that the Israelis are going to suddenly strike Iran's nuclear production facilities? What's your take on this?
I don't think there will be a war with Israel and Iran. I personally think that that Israel does not have the military capability to strike Iran. Unless America says gives them the okay, and I just cannot see that Obama in the current administration allowing Israel to make the strike, and unless the policy of the United States changes towards Iran, then you know Israel's stuck. I don't think that. If the policy of the United States changes, which I think is unlikely, because I think Obama is an appeaser, and I don't think he has the guts to stand up to Iran, based on just what we see so far. And I don't think that we're going to see a war at all, but there'll be a lot of pressure put on Israel. And as the Bible says, that's what's going to happen.
Well, of course, the Bible tells us about the Gog-Magog War, and those of us who are Christians very often, of course, will look at the unfolding events in the light of prophecy, and so the prophecy talks about a great war, not now, sometime in the not-too-distant future between Gog and Magog and the people of Israel. So, from a logical point of view, I would agree with you totally. I mean, it would be totally incomprehensible for little Israel to think about striking Iran, no matter, of course, how concerned they were about the possibility of nuclear weapons. But we're not necessarily living in a logical world. This is one of the things that bothers me, and certainly I think almost anything could trigger off a war, even though it is not logical. We're just going to have to wait and see what's going to happen. What's going to happen as far as Hamas?
I think there will be a war, but I think the more likelihood will be that Iran might attack Saudi Arabia. And that is a more likely option than actually Israel attacking Iran. There's some indications in the Bible that should take place. And in Walid's book, God's War on Terror, he goes into that area. So I think if anyone's interested in really finding out from the prophetic things that Walid teaches, that's something that's very interesting.
Well, could you develop that idea? Because I'm not really acquainted. I mean, my feeling has always been that there would be an attack on Iran, and Iran then would retaliate by closing the Straits of Hormuz and, of course, attacking all those Saudi Arabian oil shipping facilities all along, and certainly mm-hmm. oil processing facilities all along the edge there of the Gulf there. So basically, what are your thoughts? Why would Iran attack Saudi Arabia if there was no provocation? I would think that Iran
would
be...
most people don't know that Saudi Arabia is the most hated country after Israel in the Middle East. And then you have the Shia Muslims, and you have the Sunni Muslims. And the Sunni Muslims are the majority. They represent probably 75 to 80% of all Muslims in the world. Right, and then the Shia represent 15 to 20% of all Muslims. And they hate each other. In fact, the only thing they hate less or more are the Jews in Israel. But between the Shia and the Muslim and the Sunnis, they hate each other. And there is a big rivalry. Iran is looking to become a mini superpower in the Middle East, and Saudi Arabia are looking to counter that. So there is a big rivalry between, which we don't see here on the news in America. In fact, you really don't see anything in the news in America of what's really going on over there. I mean, basically, if a bomb goes off, they report on it, but you don't really understand really the issues and the rivalries that is going on in the Arab world.
So is this something imminent, or is this something going to be in the future?
Sure. We don't know the timing, and how things are going to pan out, but we certainly believe, based on what's written in the Bible, that there will be a war, or certainly, it certainly explains that Saudi Arabia will be completely destroyed in the end, and they fight each other, and then. So as I said, Waleed is the expert, and in his book, God's War on Terror, you will find all the information in there. I'm not the expert. I've certainly read his book, but I can't go into the same detail as he can.
All right, fine. Well, we'll have to perhaps get him on again sometime,
right,
if convenient, and talk about that. But this is the unusual thought that Iran, without provocation, would attack Saudi Arabia. Certainly, the Saudis are Sunnis, the Iranians are Shia Muslims, and they really seem to have a much different outlook on the faith. And there are many people within the Shia faith who honestly believe that the only way that the Mahdi, who is, of course, the counterpart of the Jewish Messiah, the Christian Messiah, the only way that he's going to come back is if there's just terrible war and terrible conflict and terrible suffering. And there actually are people within the Shia hierarchy there in Iran who'd like to precipitate this sort of a situation to encourage the return of the Mahdi. Have you heard this story?
Yes, I mean the... As Waleed explains, is the Muslim Mahdi is the antithesis of the Christian or Jewish Messiah, right? And in the end, basically, there's a war between their Messiah, which is the Antichrist, and our Messiah, right? And that's what it culminates. But the 7-year peace treaty will be. Waleed believes that the Messiah or the Antichrist, will come out of Turkey. Because it says in the book of Revelation, it says, Pergamon, thou art the seat of Satan. And if you look in the Bible and you look in the geographic map where Pergamos is, it's in Asia Minor, which is today modern-day Turkey, which is a Muslim country. So it's pretty clear. And there will be a 7-year peace treaty, which we all know will happen, and then after 3.5 years of the treaty being signed, there will be euphoric peace. The treaty will be broken, and there will be all hell will break loose. And we all know that's pretty standard teaching.
All right, fine. Chris, the interesting thing is that really this war, there's going to be a war in that area. Do you anticipate that this will come before the man of sin is exposed? In other words, basically we're told that certainly there's going to be a great falling away before the man of perdition or the man of sin is...
We think that the falling away has already occurred or occurring in the process. I mean, we see a tremendous falling away in the church at the moment, especially in Europe and even here in the United States. There's a tremendous, falling away. And so then once we see a peace treaty, and somebody comes forward, and Turkey, and the head of Turkey, comes forward, and a peace treaty is signed with Israel, and there's euphoria, peace in our time, the same way as we had peace in our time in 1938, with Neville Chamberlain. We'll have somebody who comes forward with a piece of paper and sign the peace in our time, and there'll be euphoria across the world. If you're a believing Christian, that's the time. We've got 3.5 years left.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Keith Davies, wife Garcia, is working with the affairs in the Near East, Middle East. This is a very unstable part of the world at the present time. Give us a call if you have a question. We'd love to talk to you.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Keith Davies, and of course, he's with Walid Shobat's ministry. Walid was supposed to have been our guest, and apparently something had come up. He couldn't be here. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question about what's going on in the Near East, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. Now, do you have a web page or a telephone number you'd like
to have? Yeah, we have two websites. The Shubat.com is the website for Walid, and we also have another website for the lot of work we do in the secular market called the Forum for Middle East Understanding, which is FF, that's Frank, MUORG.com. And you can also, we have on our websites, we have books and videos available that explain what's going on in the world. So in great depth, we only get a short time on the media, so obviously the books help to get a really in-depth knowledge, and Waleed is probably one of the smartest guys, as well as being a fantastic story to be able to explain to the American people what's really going on in the Middle East, which they don't get regularly in the media.
Well, certainly we have actually enjoyed having Waleed with us in the past, and certainly always has a great grasp of the things that are happening. But is there anything that you'd like to bring out as far as the situation there, the relationship between Israel and Hezbollah, the relationship between Israel and Hamas, the relationship between Israel and Lebanon or Jordan, and the, certainly what's happening as far as the nation drying up, the marked shortage of water there that's really having an impact on Israel's ability to grow its crops. But do you have any specific comments upon what's going on in the Near East that you'd like to bring out to our listeners?
Well, my area of expertise, well, obviously I would agree a lot with Waleed, and you've had him on your show, but what my area of expertise is actually getting people motivated around the country to actually get the message out and to use Waleed's name and headline and be able to get him invited to churches and be able to do events at universities. And now we're actually working with some conservative groups here locally, and we're going to spread it across the country, whereby we're going to work hopefully with some big names in the political field. We haven't closed down those names yet, but they're very famous people, and with their household names, that will work along with Waleed on the other issues in this country. But as regards to the Middle East, I would 100% agree with Waleed's take on it. I can't really add much more to it. I think that Israel over the next 6 to 12 months will come under more pressure from both the UN and the United States. They will be made out to be the bad guys, and the terrorists and the real bad guys will, as usual, get away with scot-free in the media, and it'll play out just as the Bible says. Israel will become more isolated, it's up to us here in America to stand up, and even if we're in the minority, to speak out and stand for Israel, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and one day Messiah will come and everything will be taken care of.
Well, that is sort of a simplistic approach, but certainly I agree that basically this is what we're told in the scriptures, that the Messiah is coming. It's a question of what's going to happen in the meantime, and is Israel going to be certainly engulfed in some sort of a terrible and bloody war that's going to lead to large numbers of people being exterminated, even causing them to flee perhaps to someplace over in Jordan. There's this whole idea of the Rose Red City just as half as old as time.
And obviously the things that can happen at any time in Israel is always a potential powder keg. If Israel attacks Iran, then what will probably happen is that Hezbollah will open up with its thousands of rockets that has already regained since the 2006 Lebanese war. And they will be instructed to attack Israel from the north. I'm sure in the south they'll have a similar problem. Attacking Iran will have consequences, not just for Iran, but, Israel will have to watch its northern border and its southern border. I think there'll be no problem with the Jordanian border. I don't think the Jordanians want to get involved in any hostile actions at this particular moment in time. There's always a possibility down the road that Jordan could become radicalized, and that the king could be overthrown, and the radical elements could be taken over. And that also is a very a possibility in the future, but at this moment in time, it looks pretty stable. But as you know, in the Middle East, anything can happen at any time.
Well, of course, we know that Turkey is becoming increasingly radicalized. In fact, if they had free and open elections there, why, Percy, radical Islamists would take over?
Right. Waleed believes that's where we should be looking at with the most alarm, is actually Turkey. In fact, Turkey is already radicalized, and the only thing that's stopping it from joining forces with the radical elements is that the army is still secular. Once the army is taken over and the generals who are leading it are radical Muslims, all bets are off, and Turkey becomes a massive problem. And they're not an ally of the United States. They are in NATO, and they are a dangerous thing that's waiting to happen. So, you know, Waleed certainly believes, based on his studies of the Bible and based on what's actually going on there now, Erdogan, who is the prime minister of Turkey, is a radical Muslim, right? And he's waiting and biding his time until he believes that the army's in place so that he can take over completely. And then we'll have another Iran on the Sunni side, because the Turkish Muslims are Sunni. Well, so they will make an alliance with Saudi Arabia, and then you've got the Iranians with the Shia, and we've got a lot of problems.
Well, another thing that really bothers me is, of course, Egypt. And certainly in past wars, why Egypt has, you know, attacked Israel on several occasions. After the Camp David Accord, why, of course, we started giving large sums of money to Egypt. The trouble was they used a lot of that money, $3 or $4 billion a year, to build up their military in preparation for an attack on Israel. Certainly there would be no missiles there in the Gaza Strip. Hamas would have no missiles to lob in on Israel if it weren't that the Egyptians were allowing it to happen. Now, I don't know whether the Obama administration's put pressure on Egypt to dry up that supply of missiles, because the missiles have to come to Egypt before they can be smuggled in into the Gaza Strip. Do we have any ideas? Is the Hamas continuing to lob missiles into Israel, or are they sort of backed off on that for the time being?
I haven't been looking at the news lately, like very good the last few days, but there's always sporadic attacks, minor ones, where there's a few rockets thrown across the border, but not like tons of them that there was that instigated the counterattack by the Israeli IDF back in January, in December and January of last year and this year. But there's always attacks. There's always threats. But you don't see it in the media. The Israeli Defense Forces are always repelling terrorist attacks, but you only hear about the ones that actually are successful. They repel about 99% of all terrorist attacks. And the 1% that get through, that's the ones you hear about.
Well, it certainly is a powder keg. I'm very much afraid that it's one of these days is going to explode. But I think probably one of the things that we're not paying enough attention to is the very real possibility of Egypt is really one of the largest nations over there, probably having a population very, very similar to Turkey. And Egypt is becoming increasingly radicalized. In fact, if it weren't for the active suppression of the Muslim Brotherhood and the other radical Islamic groups, I would think that with the true democratic elections, we keep talking about the importance of democracy, but we really don't believe in it. Hamas won the election in Palestine democratically, where we wouldn't even recognize them. We supported the other side because, of course, we thought that they would be more amenable to our programs than Hamas was. But my concern is that Egypt is a powder keg waiting to explode. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't agree with that. I think certainly Egypt in the end will come against Israel, but in the immediate future over the next 3 to 6 months, as long as they're getting the money from the United States, they're going to continue to honor their agreements or honor them to a sort of cold peace. However, down the road, I think things will change, and I think America will one day withdraw its money from
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here with our guest Keith Davies from the Wally Schubert Ministry. Keith, was there anything else you'd like to bring out as far as the affairs in that area before we let you go?
In the Middle East?
Right.
Here in the United States. Are we on cover today?
Beg pardon?
I think we've covered most of the ground.
All right. Anything here in the United States you'd like to talk about?
I would. The United States, we have a big problem in the United States that the Islamic threat is a major threat here, both in the United States. 9/11 is 7 or 8 years old now, but the threat continues, but it's done by stealth and by taking over and infiltrating our police forces, our FBI, our CIA, and there's a major threat that we are not seeing, and we're not seeing it on the media, and we want people to be aware of what's going on, and if anyone wants to help in exposing this threat in their local communities and the states around the country, we'd be happy to work with them, and they can always call us on our toll-free number at 1-877-832-7200. That's 1-877-832-7200.
Certainly I understand your concern about the Muslim influence in America, but if there was really a radical Islamic threat, why haven't we had more in the way of real terrorist attacks in this country than certainly over the last 8 years? And certainly almost every one of these where the FBI has arrested somebody and tried them has been with an agent provocateur where they were offering hundreds of thousands of dollars to these foolish Muslims who actually were willing to join in these terrorist threats. But why aren't we seeing more acts of violence here? Certainly you go over to Iraq, why almost every day there's a truck bombing, there's some sort of an explosive bombing. If we really have a threat, ideologically, I can understand, but as far as terrorist threat, I'm wondering if this is perhaps being exaggerated.
No. I mean, basically 9/11 was an aberration. Why was it an aberration? It woke us up a little bit. But what happened was most of the Muslims were very upset with Osama bin Laden for actually attacking us on 9/11. And the reason they were upset is because they weren't ready to take us over. And they hadn't got everything in place yet in terms of their influence. And now, so they've gone back to the sort of sleeper mode whereby they just continue I would recommend a book by Robert Spencer called Stealth Jihad. And if anyone likes to read it, they will really understand what's really going on in this country in terms of taking over the country, using Dawah or peaceful Islam, peaceful jihad. And once they have and also there's not enough Muslims in this country, basically they don't feel confident yet to take us over because they only represent maybe 1 to 2%, 3% of the population. But if they get to 5, 6, 7, 8%, watch out. And that's what you're seeing in Europe. The Europeans are terrified of them, right, and they have their own ghettos, right, but in America we are not at that stage yet, that's true, but it's coming, and if we don't watch out, they will take us over down the road, or they will try and influence to change the Constitution or make changes in the laws in the United States so that we can facilitate Sharia law, because Sharia law itself is a different constitution. And if you ever see a Muslim swears on the Bible, they are swearing on a different constitution from the United States of America.
Well, I think you're absolutely right from that point of view. And, of course, the thing that really amazes me is that there are people in this country who are actually encouraging the Muslims, radical Muslims, who are preaching radical jihad to go into our prisoners to recruit people there. I mean, why would we allow people to go into our prisons and actually preach a revolutionary form of government to overthrow the current one? And certainly then, of course, we are allowing this sort of thing in our schools. Certainly it's all right to pray to Allah in our schools many times, but it's not all right to pray to Jesus Christ. It's almost as if there are some people in very high positions of power who wanted to use the Muslim faith to undermine the Christian faith and really to eventually undermine our society. Do you ever have that feeling that something just doesn't make sense?
No, the devil's at work. You know, Satan's at work. I mean, Allah is not the same God as Yahweh. You know, I mean, the Bible explains this. It's so clear in the Bible. If you read the Bible from an Eastern perspective, but it's a fact of life that Americans are from a Western perspective, and they look at the Bible from a Western perspective, and they cannot see that Islam itself is satanic.
Well, I certainly wouldn't disagree with you on that issue at all. Most people do not want to say that, why we would actually offend somebody, and yet, of course, if we really care for them, you're going to have to offend them and tell them the truth. And actually...
Didn't Jesus offend a lot of people?
He sure did, and I think we're going to have to do the same thing. I know I probably do. Anyway, God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us, and give my best.
Thank you so much.
Right, bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. We've just got a couple of minutes to talk about what's going on. We do have a great four-tape set. It's called Islam, the Religion of Doom. Islam, the Religion of Doom. And you really have to understand that Islam really is a satanic religion. And that's not popular to say, but Muhammad really feared that he was demonically possessed, and certainly you'll get all the references in this four-tape set to the background of the Islamic religion, the satanic background of the Muslim religion. You must understand that these forces certainly are very real within the Muslim faith, but these same forces have actually infiltrated the Protestant Church and the Catholic Church here in the United States, and progressively change the message and the music of the Christian church here in America. And we're moving increasingly into mysticism, Christian mysticism. And, of course, Christian mysticism is simply another description of Satanism because, of course, Christianity is not a mystic religion. It's a supernatural religion, but it is not a mystical religion. And people are trying to get you into these the various types of states of altered consciousness or want you to be opened up to demonic possession. Well, we have a number of books in our ministry that deal with that. You go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And certainly find the books by Ray Youngin and Warren Smith and Carol Matriciana and great books that will give you a real insight into this. We have one book called The Trojan Church, going into the, actually was written by a man who himself was a Satanist at one time and then spent many years going around the country trying to let people understand there really are satanic covens in this country. We have, the book is called The Diary of a Devil Hunter. But more recently, he's written another book called The Trojan Church in America, The Trojan Church. And we recommend all these books to you so that you can become informed and then begin to warn others what's going on. Of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. And I want to tell you that it's been republished. Anabolus Press has actually put that out. Tom Horn, pardon me. And basically, he works with a distributor. They have about 230 publishers, so they are dealing with thousands of books. And Brotherhood of Darkness, my book, is number 18 on their bestseller list. So that's really quite an accomplishment for a book that was published, I think, almost 9 years ago. And here, of course, the message of Brotherhood of Darkness, I think, is going to be much more apropos today than it even was 9 years ago. In fact, we just got orders for 6 more cases of the books. I'm sorry, 4 more cases of the books just today. We just sent these people 6 cases, and now they want another 4 cases of the books, 60 books of the case. The book is selling very well across America. You can actually see the speech from which the book comes. The speech didn't come from the book. The book came from the speech. And so you can see the speech up on our website at radioliberty.com, or you can buy the DVD. But then, of course, you need to get the next in the series, and that is entitled The Forbidden Secret, and the syllabus goes with that. And then you need to get the last talk. It's the Financial Armageddon. Financial Armageddon explains how the major banks created the current financial crisis. But why did they do it? Well, because, of course, many of the leaders of our financial system are deeply involved in the occult. And that is what everybody has missed. They've missed the fact that J.P. Morgan was into astrology, that Andrew Carnegie was into the occult, that the Rothschilds are into the Order of the Golden Dawn, that members of the Rockefeller family, people like Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller, who organized the Trilateral Commission, Stephen Rockefeller wrote the Earth Charter along with Marie Strong and Gorbachev, both were deeply involved in the occult. And if you read the writings of Stephen Rockefeller, the books that he wrote, you'll realize that he himself was tapping into the other dimension. Until you recognize that many of the people in charge of our financial system today are involved in the occult and dedicated to the destruction of Christian civilization and bringing about a one-world government and a new world religion, nothing makes sense. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness, Forbidden Secret, and Financial Armageddon. And then that's 1-800-544-8927. Go to RadioLiberty.com to listen to our programs, and then please pray for Radio Liberty.